Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Fuljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. To kneel or not to kneel? That is the question that was raised this week after Cricket South Africa sprung a surprise on the Proteas players on Tuesday as they were on their way to the World Cup 2020 match against West Indies in Dubai. The surprise was an order to players to kneel before matches in support of the Black Lives Matters movement. Cricket SA wants our players to take a united stand against racism. A noble goal for sure. But was that the right way to go about it? And what about their timing? Wicketkeeper batsman Quinton de Kock pulled out of the game as a result of the order. You can read his full explanation and Cricket SA's response in our news. The Institute of Race Relations has warned Cricket South Africa that its instruction to players to kneel in support of the Black Lives Matter movement threatens political and religious freedom and sees cricket authorities dabbling with an ideology they do not understand. As the Institute and various Christian commentators point out, the real agenda of the BL movement is something other than opposing racial discrimination, something incompatible with democratic, Christian, and family values. We share more perspectives on this ongoing conversation, which requires godly wisdom and a willingness to hear one another in order to yield a good outcome for sport and our people. From Sudan, we report disturbing news of a military coup that is seen as a setback in the nation's transition towards democracy that has been taking place since the overthrow of longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir 2 years ago. Open Doors reports that since the military seized power from the transitional government on Monday, they have killed and wounded some of thousands of protesters who took to the streets of the capital Khartoum and its twin city Omdurman. There are reports of many arrests and a mass shutdown of all sectors and lines of communication. These developments are a step backwards with potentially grave consequences for the church, say Open Doors, who are calling on Christians around the world to pray for Sudan. Back home, we have a report on a response from Christian singer and pastor Heinz Winkler regarding a social media storm following news reports that he led a group of parents in questioning a decision by a Somerset West primary school to support the wishes of a transgender pupil to be treated as a female. In his response, Winkler says wrong assumptions were responsible for him being branded a hypocrite, a hater, a transphobe, and not a real Christian. He says everything that he and the other parents have done in the school matter is steeped in love for the child in question and all other parties. You can read these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.